Hey everybody, sorry about that. Hi there, good evening. It is Wednesday, April 6, 2016. I'm Dave Guerra and this is The Daily Dave. How are you? Hey, how's it going? Well, hope you had a great day. Halfway there, almost to the weekend. And then new challenges for next week, but we'll get to them when we get to them. In the meantime, what am I going to talk about today? Well, the only thing that pops to mind on the business side of things, because Wednesday I want to talk about business, is the Panama Papers. And if you're not been watching the news lately, like 11 million pieces of 11 million pages have been kind of hacked or released or inadvertently let out into the ether. I'm sorry, 11.5 million documents from the Panamanian law firm of Mossack Fonseca. Now, Panamanian as in Panama, not Panama City, Florida, but Panama, the country. Remember that place back in 1989? We went there looking for the dictator? Yeah, that place. That's the one. Anyway, moving on. So, what happens? I mean, it's like it's got like all these people that are either up to schemes or trying to hide money or shady financial transactions linking some of the world's most high-profile politicians, business leaders, and celebrities. And again, here we go into one of those situations where something bad is about to happen. And if you're one of those people, what are you going to do to get out in front of it and deal with it? What if it's your company? What if it's your country? That's what happened in Iceland. The whatever he is, prime minister, the president, or whatever, the dictator, whatever they have over there. And I do apologize, but I don't know what they call it. But I just know that he did resign today. So, again, because of this. So, it's something to consider. It's big, it's huge, and it happens. And it happens because, again, people want to, well, they want to come out more than what they went in with. And who doesn't? I understand that. But, again, if you do everything right and you keep everything on the up and up, then, you know, you don't have to worry about anything. Unlike the governor of Alabama. Look at him. Yeah, if you, again, in the news. He got caught with an affair, or having an affair with one of his assistants, and he's saying that it's just bad terms because of he had to fire the secretary of law enforcement or the highest law enforcement official in the state of Alabama. He fired him, and so it's kind of like retaliation. But he's going to fight it. And again, what happens when you've got this bad news? This guy's got this bad news, and it's overwhelming. There's audio of this and the whole nine yards of what was going on, and he wants to fight it. That's okay. That's his prerogative. That's his right. But ultimately, it's just going to leave a black eye on the people that, that put him in office, and it's going to leave a black eye on the people that follow him after he leaves office, because eventually he will leave office, either on his own terms, or he'll be escorted out, but it doesn't matter. So what happens to those people that are after him or that put him there, you know, that believed in this guy? You know, he preached these Christian values, but I guess he just forgot that, we'll leave it at that. And so again, it's one of those things. What do you do? What can be done? I mean, it's a big ethical issue. It's a big moral issue. It's a big issue of character. And this goes back to the financial scheming and improprieties that, that are now out in the open. So what's going to happen? Well, again, leaving it out there for you to think about. I'm Dave Guerra, and this is The Daily Dave for Wednesday, April 6, 2016. Have a good rest of your evening. Have a great Thursday, and I will talk to you later. Have a good one.